talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. And today, I'm happy to announce it's Devil Radio Day. Devil Radio Day. Why? Is that because Joe Biden has said it's Devil Radio Day? Luke is smirking. No, it's not. It's because today is 927, September 27, 92.7 FM. The calendar has made this Devil Radio Day. A lot to talk about after this weekend, believe me. First of all, I just want to say, yesterday was one of the biggest days in Wisconsin sports history in a long time. The Ryder Cup. The Ryder Cup, Americans against the Europeans, all the Europeans. Had a guy from Norway, Ireland, Spain, the whole bit, Britain, the whole bit. And they're good golfers. But we scored 19 points, which is a record for points in a Ryder Cup, and some outstanding play. I mean, how about a 417-yard drive? 417-yard drive. Dustin Johnson puts it over. Everybody else goes the route. No. He says clears the crowd. 417 yards. Now, I don't know if you golf, but you get out there and imagine four football fields, not two football fields or three football fields. Four football fields, and he goes 17 yards beyond that. That is amazing. And frankly, what was more amazing were the putts these guys were making. I mean, they were sinking putts routinely, it seemed, from 20 feet, 30 feet, just incredible. It was great. Second, the Brewers won the division. Their magic number was one. It would have been one victory or one Cardinal loss. The Cardinals won, but they won. We won. Good game. We are now division champs, and we still have some games to play. We're going to play hard, but we go into the postseason as division champs. And then the Packers. Packers win 30-28. Luke pointed out before the show that Aaron Rodgers showed a lot of enthusiasm. He threw for three touchdowns, and that was very good. He did show enthusiasm. Dante Adams showed a lot of skill. This guy go down the sideline, just twist a little bit and catch it right over his shoulder. Impossible to guard. Two touchdowns went that way. Beautiful game. I'll tell you what. Thank God for Mason Crosby. Mason Crosby, three field goals, one of them with time expired, and he tackled the guy coming back when the special teams let him through. Special teams need a little work. They better report early for practice. It's one thing to guard the outside. You're supposed to guard the outside. That doesn't mean you leave a seam right up the middle for the guy to run like an antelope right up the middle. Anyway, it was a great day. We were a great day, whatever your sport, golf, baseball, football. Terrific day for Wisconsin. Terrific day for the United States. A lot to talk about. I'll tell you, one of the things that I think is one of the most important subjects facing the country right now, the big lie, this constant drumbeat of attack on the last election saying it was rigged when audit after audit shows that's false. The intent is not, frankly, to overturn the election. Nobody in his right mind in the Republican Party thinks they're going to overturn the last election. What they're trying to do is cause chaos in the next election. And that's exactly what they're doing. Let's go to Arizona. Arizona has a chairwoman of the Republican Party named Kelly Ward. Now, if you think that Kristi Noem of South Dakota, governor, Kim Reynolds of Iowa, governor, some of these Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, you think these people are bad news. Kelly Ward is simply a servile acolyte of Donald Trump. You know what she did down in Arizona, as we talked about Friday morning, although it hadn't quite been released, the audit, the crooked audit the Cyber Ninja Audit, the Cyber Ninja himself, QAnon Cyber Ninja, doing everything they could to screw up the Maricopa County audit, fake audit. Nevertheless, didn't have any employees that they had. They had to hire people who said, they said, count the vote. And these people counted the votes. Turned out Joe Biden not only won Maricopa County, but he won it by 360 votes, more than the official tally. More. How did that happen with a Cyber Ninja QAnon crooked audit? Simply because there was only one Cyber Ninja. When you talk about ninjas, you think of a James Bond movie, the one where he's over in Japan, and the ninjas come rappelling through the top of the fake mountain and take out the bad guy. There are a lot of ninjas. Well, there's only one Cyber Ninja now, and this guy didn't know what he was doing, so he hires people. Some of these people, like in the audit in Georgia, they go on Craigslist. They go, how would you like to make 15 bucks an hour and count ballots? So people showed up, and they actually counted the ballots. So this third crooked QAnon audit in Arizona showed exactly what the official audit showed. In fact, 360 more votes for Biden, just like happened in Wisconsin. Donald Trump demanded a recount in Milwaukee and Madison and Green Bay. He got it, and it turned out he got hundreds more votes. Biden did, not Trump. Biden did than Trump in Wisconsin as well. So why this constant drumbeat about audits? Well, one of the worst just cropped up again. There's a guy running for Congress in Norfolk, Virginia. I was stationed in Little Creek, Virginia for 3 years on a ship. We were home ported. We weren't there very much. We were deployed most of the time, but nice town, Norfolk, Virginia, nice town, Little Creek, little town next to Norfolk. This guy put out some word. He's running as a Republican against Elaine Luria. Elaine Luria has flipped that to a blue seat for us from a red seat in the last couple of elections. She's terrific. You know what you do is you Google Elaine Luria, a member of Congress. She's very, very good. Very, very reasoned, very good congresswoman. And this clown, this Republican clown, here's what he says. He says that we have got to do audits in all 50 states. We have got to indict them who conducted the elections, and we have got to execute them. That's what he said. Republican, Norfolk, Virginia. And sadly, he's a career Navy guy, retired chief petty officer. I knew a lot of chief petty officers. They were very excellent people. This guy's sick. But, you know, when you say something like that, you say we need an election review by cyber ninja types, private election review in all 50 states, even after Arizona, even after he knew about Arizona, and that we should criminally charge everybody who ran the original elections, which is every secretary of state, every poll worker, and we should execute them. That man needs to be charged with a felony. You know, I've had enough of this. These people continue to attack government officials. They'll attack secretaries of state. They'll attack governors who refuse to decertify their elections. They attack election board members with death threats. They attack poll workers. They're doing it in this state with Gableman McCownface, running around the state with his guerrillas to threaten people. And when they threaten physical violence, that is a felony, period. This man in Norfolk, Virginia, said that poll workers, that the people running the elections in all 50 states should be criminally charged and should be executed, should be put to death. This is a communist type thing, jihadist type thing. That would happen in Afghanistan. It's not happening here, of course. And you think, okay, voters won't vote for him. I assume they won't vote for him, especially against Elaine Luria, who's also career Navy, retired career Navy, went to Annapolis. Excellent, excellent congresswoman. But You can't have people going around threatening violence. Donald Trump started it. Hillary Clinton, 2016, said that the Second Amendment people should take care of her. Said her bodyguard should be disarmed. The Secret Service talked to him, but they didn't have the guts to arrest him. If Joe Blow had said that about a presidential candidate, he'd be in jail. They were afraid to do that with the Republican nominee. That's what happened. But that spread like a cancer. Death threats are now routine. Dr. Fauci is under guard. His family's under guard. Dr. Fauci, the humblest, kind of most reasonable guy, kind of a grandfatherly kind of guy, under death threats. Secretaries of state are under death threats. Attorneys general and governors are under death threats. Why are people not being put in prison? That is a felony, a federal felony. It's a federal felony to threaten violence against a public official like that. This guy in Norfolk, Virginia, part of the big lie, taking it to the nth degree, has got to be put in prison. And when they do get convicted, they've got to get some jail time. You can't mollycoddle these guys. Okay, we're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.